to where we've been. I am the woman who wants you to win, and I've been waiting, waiting for you.
Hello, hello, hello. I think we are on air. Maybe. Okay, we are on, I think. Can you go to the website and make sure that we're on? welcome to Post Adolescence Glow. This is Kim, and I am here with, okay, yay, we're working. I'm here with Mofe. Say hello.
Hi.
We're so excited to have her today. She was actually here last night with her band. Okay, now we're back. Okay, no one touch anything in there. can you make sure? Okay. This is great. Last week the power was out and nothing was on at all. We had to run like a power cable through the entire room. It was actually like the worst thing ever. And now we have like a juggle between the like five different studios in here, but it's working now, so we're gonna keep it. And yeah, thank you to everyone who's here helping me. I would not be able to do this without all of you. So yeah, okay, so Mofe, you can like give a little introduction and share with us what you're playing, and then go ahead.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Mofe, playing with my one girl band, Kenya, but it's just me. I'm going to play some original songs for everybody today. Yeah, I don't have much else to say about them. Just, let's go. Grocery stand. Wanna be porcelain? Multi, destroy it with your bare hands. Maybe I'm not made for loving. That's why I talk in at night. I could be anyone's nothing. Be a fat passerby. Thank you.
beautiful. That was beautiful. So next, you have Foolish, if I'm correct.
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Okay.
Just a 3-2 yeah. 1-2 string. It's always like a treble thing. Like, yeah. Retuning in the middle of a set. Sometimes yeah. it gets embarrassing because, like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be saying while I'm retuning. Luckily, today I'm feeling good.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Usually, you know, we're used to this. Everyone's, like, changing up their instruments halfway through, so don't worry about it. Okay, Foolish. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we have Michelle here now taking some beautiful pictures of you.
Thank you, Michelle.
I love that. So next, Hefner, if I'm correct.
Yes.
So maybe we'll do that and then one more and then we can have a short little chat interview, get to know you.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
dressed like Hefner tonight. I get nervous seeing your person, but I fight for the sake of friendship. But in time, I've been learning you could do away with me. I've been hurting awfully watching you grow into somebody who I want to take all of my time and make the best of everything. I wanted to be free of a pretty body, but it's much too late for me. You look just like Hefner tonight. Drown myself in the ice, praying that somehow they'd flow true. And it pains me just to think I'm struggling to sing. What is this hold you have on me? How much is a lobotomy?
Beautiful, beautiful. I loved that. Okay, maybe one more, and then we'll do interview/PSA. So, Mama's Girls next.
Okay.
And yeah, keep going, keep killing it.
Smile, lives you. What is it? trying to stand alone, developing my bones. But no matter where I go, God damn it, mama, you're still my home.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we're gonna have Lily do a very short little PSA. She's getting ready, and then I'll ask you a few questions. Lily, come in here, take it away.
Hi, one of the two Lilies, Lily Brewer, everyone. Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades and staying out of trouble. Truth is, there's stuff you could be doing as early as 7th grade to start preparing. So if you're really serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org. It spells out everything you need, starting with step 1, finding an adult who can help. For the rest of the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. Happy Bow Day, everyone!
Yes, we've been having a lot of little high schoolers and prospective students around this week since the weather is so nice. So that's for all you guys.
Seventh graders, maybe.
Seventh graders, even. Mofe, I would like to get to know you. So I know that you are the voice of Chowder and obviously a very talented musician yourself.
Oh, thank you.
But I hear you also are a composer. And Constantine said that he saw some of your pieces in one of like the showcases a few weeks ago. I want you to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, rumor's true. I also do compose. That's actually like, so I'm in a dual degree program with Tufts and New England Conservatory, which is about 10 minutes walk from the School of the Museum of Fine Arts, or the MFA for anyone who lives in the area. And at New England Conservatory, my major is music composition. I spend a lot of time with music, like not just playing like more popular music, but also doing some classical stuff. And I've been doing that since I was, I don't know, from a young age. I started playing violin when I was really little, and switched to viola because I didn't like the sound of the E string. Too screechy for me, probably because I just wasn't good at it. But since then, like, I've just, music has always been a really big part of my life. And I guess, like, composing is really different because it's different from songwriting because it's very focused on live performance. Like, the whole thing about the conservatory versus, like, your regular music school is, like, everybody there is practicing to perform, like to be in an orchestra or to be in a band, and it's not necessarily focused on recording music. So there's kind of like different elements that go into thinking about, you know, composing just for live performance versus like songwriting. I do composition. Recently, the piece that Constantine might have seen, I wrote a piece for piano, and Professor John McDonald played it for me in Granoff, which is the music building, and it was really cool. I haven't been able to have a lot of pieces programmed since I came here, so it was really exciting to like remember what it feels like to see like a piece come to life on the stage, and also just to be around other composers. I think like being in an environment like the conservatory, where you know everybody there has decided they want to devote like the rest of their life to music, basically, it's been really inspiring for me and very encouraging.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I also was wondering, you have a very unique sound and very unique just songs in general, especially like with the guitar, like you were tuning it differently, and like it just seeing you play, you definitely like have a specific style. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering, like, what is your songwriting process, and maybe like how does that differ from like composing and stuff like that?
That's a good question. So I guess between songwriting and composing, composing always feels like very intentional. Like I'm opening up the music software and I'm sitting at the piano and I'm like, I'm going to write a piece. Where songwriting, it's always felt very confessional to me, almost like writing in a diary. And it's kind of something that just happens, like if I'm playing the guitar. As for the process, like the alternate tunings, honestly, I didn't really like learn about tuning your guitar differently until I was in the 11th grade, and that's when like my obsession with Biba Doobie started. I'm like the biggest Biba Doobie fan. And she listens to a lot of Elliott Smith, who is really known for using a lot of alternate tunings, and she uses a lot of alternate tunings in her songs. And so like that kind of like influenced me to like, oh, like there's not only like one way to play guitar, like it's kind of just like a vessel for doing whatever you want. So I feel like that's been like a big part of like my songwriting influence and stuff. But also like it's just kind of about like me spending more time with the guitar and becoming really comfortable with it and using it to express myself. Like I do like journaling, but I feel like I find myself writing songs more often than I'm writing in a journal. So yeah, I guess that's what the process kind of like. So confessional.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you mentioned Biba Doobie and Elliott Smith as some of your kind of like inspirations. Are there any other like artists or songs that have like particularly inspired you?
That is a very good question. I feel like it's really hard to answer a question like that because, like, especially, I don't know, I love music, like, at the forefront, I love music, so I spend a lot of time, like, listening to a lot of different stuff, and I feel like it's not often that I'm, like, consistently listening to the same thing. But I do think that I'm very inspired by, like, all, like, the musicians around me and my friends, like, for example, I have a friend, Roman. She's also in the dual degree program, and she plays banjo, and she does all kinds of, like, awesome stuff with the blues, which, like, I'd never been exposed to before, and that's, like, super inspiring to me. I have my friend, Ari. I think he's listening right now, but, like, he makes all kinds of, like, really cool, beautiful-sounding, like, soundscape music that's very inspiring to me. Recently, I think was really influenced me. I have been listening to the new Daniel Caesar album a lot. Like, I'm listening to it everywhere. Every time I'm walking outside, it just feels so spring. And I feel like that's been influencing me recently. But yeah, I don't know. Another person I like. I really like Juliana Hatfield. And she actually went to SMFA, which is part of Tufts for grad school, which is kind of cool. But yeah, I like her. She's really cool. But honestly, I'd say the person that, like, has influenced me the most over the past years is Biba Doobie, and not just because, like, not necessarily the music that she's writing, but also, like, I learned about, like, a lot about, like, I guess 90s, like, rock from her, because she just, like, was always talking about all these bands she listened to, and, like, I thought she was the coolest person ever, so, like, of course, like, in high school, when you see someone cool, you're just going to copy them. So, yeah, I'd say that's kind of, like, my biggest influence, maybe.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you mentioned how, like, you're inspired by your friends and other musicians, because that's really cool. That's definitely something that, like, I see at Tufts a lot. Like, it seems like people, like, really respect who they're around and, like, are inspired by who they're around, which is, like, a great environment to be in. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing all that with us. It was awesome to get to know you.
Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back into the music. On the set list, I have Better Off as the next song.
Yes.
So, yeah, you can go ahead when you're ready.
I'm just going to retune quickly.
Yeah, you're good. And side note, everyone, stay tuned for 1 p.m. We have a girl band playing called Painted Mauve, and I will be playing, so very excited. But keep listening, and keep listening till 2. 2 is when the show ends, but yeah. Okay, go ahead, Mofe. Thank you.
broken come useless, obscure and white, but you're old enough. No, that's a lie. I wanted crystal truth, rose quartz inside.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, close to you.
Yes.
The tuning.
It's always tuning, always tuning.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel so
beautiful. Okay. Next is wrinkle or close to you. Where
wrinkle.
Yeah, we just did close to you.
Just did close to you.
There we go.
Lovely.
Okay.
Okay. This yeah. one is like I realized I wanted to play this today. I switched out for something else in my set, so I'm like a little scared about playing it, but I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, we're here to support you.
Oh, sorry. I need a capo.
I think that was my favorite one.
Ooh.
I loved that. Beautiful lyrics.
Thank you.
Okay, last song, Pet.
Yes.
This is so bittersweet. It was so great having you. But I'm really excited to hear the last song.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun to play.
Yeah, of course.
And sit in this studio.
Yeah, I was, early in the semester, I was like thinking about like what solo artists and stuff. Like, I wanted to come on the show, and Alec was like, oh, like, you know, like, Chowder, like, Mofe, like, she should come, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, and then after the sync open mic, I was like, oh, my God, like, she needs to come on the show, I, like, it, you are so amazing.
That's so kind, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Okay, go ahead, and yeah, Pet.
Something in your access. I keep it stored. So with all the distance, my comfort's ensured.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for coming today. This was such a great experience. So beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm so glad everything worked out. Do you have any music released anywhere? Or no? Maybe not.
We're working on it.
Okay. So everyone be on the lookout for that. But follow Mofe on Instagram, follow Chowder on Instagram. If you look at the Post Adolescence Glow Instagram, she's tagged and everything. So
yeah, if you want my Instagram, it's Major Stargazer.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, thanks again. Everyone stay tuned. We have Painted Mauve coming on next. I am personally so excited for this. We've been practicing. This is our first performance ever. So very exciting. But yeah, thank you again, Mofe. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Free From Radio. And you're listening to Post Adolescence Glow. And yeah, so Lily and Alec, you can switch everything around. And goodbye.
Wait for one second.
I'm gonna put your sticks on the ground.
Oh yeah.